Now we'll turn to some news items. As we start off with news of an art show at the Castle Museum entitled Inheritance, we also hear of a fundraising appeal for the Norwich Cathedral organ, which is in drastic need of an overhaul. Then, still on the same cultural theme, World Book Day is celebrated and the city makes a bid to be a Channel 4 creative hub.
From the historic landmarks that shape our skylines to family traits that have been passed through the generations, the idea of inheritance is being put in the spotlight at the latest art exhibition to open at Norwich Castle. An eclectic mix of 129 works by 116 East Anglian artists features in Inheritance, Norwich Castle Open Art Show, which runs until May the 20th. It's the fifth show of its kind that the castle has organised in collaboration with the East Anglia Art Fund, and this year's theme has been inspired by the castle itself. It's designed to complement the Square Box on the Hill exhibition, which looks at the 900-year history of the landmark, which is currently the focus of the ambitious Norwich Castle, Gateway to Medieval England project, aiming to restore the castle's keep back to how it was in the days of the Norman kings. The exhibition is split into three sections, which have been inspired by the titles of three of the paintings in the show. Architecture and Mortality looks at the built environment, Distant Blues looks at seascapes and landscapes, and Family of Things looks at childhood, personal possessions and people.
Norwich Cathedral's impressive organ and choristers have been the heart and soul of the landmark's musical life for generations. And now a major fundraising appeal is underway to ensure they continue to fill its historic surrounds with inspirational song long into the future. The cathedral has launched a 2.5 million music appeal with the aim of raising 1.8 million to fund a full restoration of the organ and a further £700,000 to support the cathedral's choristers and expand its musical work in the wider community. And the ambitious appeal has also received royal backing, with the Earl of Wessex named as its patron. On the importance of the appeal, the Dean of Norwich, the very Reverend Jane Hedges, said music plays an incredibly important part in our lives, partly because it is here for the worship, but also in terms of outreach in the community. While there are references to an organ at Norwich Cathedral dating back to the 14th century, the current organ was first installed in 1889, but was devastated by a fire that broke out during an evensong in April 1938. Despite the outbreak of the Second World War, a project to rebuild the organ was completed in the 1940s, the last time major work was undertaken on the instrument, which is one of the largest organs in the country. The Dean said the organ needs rebuilding because it hasn't been rebuilt for 75 years, and although it sounds wonderful, it is only because our organists are so skillful that they manage to work round all the problems with it. If we don't do the rebuild very soon, the organ will have major problems.
A week later than planned, schools across Norfolk are finally celebrating World Book Day. Pupils and staff dressed up as characters from their favourite books, from The Cat in the Hat to Willy Wonka and Harry Potter to Paddington. The annual event officially took place on Thursday, March the 1st, but hundreds of schools across the county were left closed after heavy snowfall. Once things got back to normal, most schools refused to be defeated by the previous bad weather and instead continued to hold World Book Day celebrations. Pupils and parents worked hard to perfect their outfits, so it seemed fair not to ruin the fun. On Thursday and Friday, both pupils and staff were able to show off their costumes and spend the day being characters from their favourite stories.
Norwich will make a bid to be one of Channel 4's new creative hubs outside London, the leader of the City Council has confirmed. Alan Waters said Norwich could make a compelling case to become one of the broadcaster's new, smaller centres as it seeks to become less London-centric and better reflect its regions. It came as Channel 4 revealed plans to establish a second headquarters outside the capital, with Birmingham believed to be the front runner, along with two further regional creative hubs, which will see 300 jobs moved by 2019. The latest proposal is a compromise on the government's original demand that Channel 4 move all of its operations out of London, its home since it was founded in 1982. In the bid letter submitted to the government last May when discussions over Channel 4's future began, Mr. Waters made the case for Norwich as having one of the strongest creative offerings in the country, as England's only UNESCO World City of Literature, and being home to England's National Centre for Writing, the UEA's renowned creative writing course, and a host of existing TV and media companies. Norwich is likely to face competition from Bristol, Cardiff, Glasgow, Hull, Leeds, Liverpool, Salford, Sheffield and Stoke, among others. The bid process will start in April, with decision on the creative hub locations due in the third quarter of this year.
A hidden away 16th century mansion in the Norfolk Broads could be given a new lease of life after more than a decade of neglect. For the past 18 years, Salhouse Hall, off Hall Drive in Salhouse, has been sitting empty ever since its last tenant moved out in 2000. But now Lester Bayfield of Hobbies Hall near Coltishall has lodged plans to transform the Grade 2 listed building. It's understood that the property will be turned into a family home. Proposals submitted to Broughton District Council seek permission to make alterations to the hall and convert a barn into two holiday lets. A heritage statement included with the application states that the hall is thought to originate from the middle of the 16th century. It was acquired by the Ward family of Walcott in 1712 and purchased for the benefit of Robert Ward's heir, Holt Robert. The building is described as being largely 19th century castellated brickwork, with angle shafts, turrets and a porch tower. Embattled turrets were added to the two front corners of the house in 1847. The hall was acquired by the Cater family in 1956 and it was last occupied by a tenant between 1980 and 2000, but has remained unoccupied since then, the heritage statement said. The latest proposals for the hall look to provide ensuite bathrooms to the existing five bedrooms, along with alterations to provide a kitchen and breakfast family room on the ground floor.